Dictation for Marilyn Griffiths, GRIFFITHS, September 3046. Addresses a letter to Diane, D-I-A-N-E, Groove, G-R-O-V as in Victor E, 386-8175. And Dr. Alonso, A-L-O-N-S-O, Collar, C-O-L-L-A-R, 488-5886. Dear Dr. Collar and Mrs. Groove, an urgent consultation for Mrs. Griffith, who has progressive renal failure, was supposed to have open heart surgery for coronary artery bypass and aortic valve replacement tomorrow, has to be postponed because of the abnormalities of kidney function. Also recently completed some dental work in preparation for this surgery. Within the last year and a half, significant dyspnea progressing to at rest and minimal activities. Also evidence of progressive rising of creatinine, low ejection fraction, diastolic dysfunction, severe aortic valve disease, cardiac cath, three vessel coronary artery abnormalities. She has not been restricted on salt or fluid. She likes to drink her Diet Coke at least 64 ounces plus other liquids. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, except for occasionally hemorrhoids in small red blood. Denies decreasing urination, cloudiness, or blood. There is some degree of lightheadedness, dyspnea, duration, or activity. There is orthopnea 45 degrees, no oxygen, no purulent material, some cough, sputum production, clear to yellow, no bleeding, some upper respiratory symptoms and nasal congestion. She is up to date on coronavirus vaccine, including two boosters, denies prior coronavirus infection. There is no leg ulcers, no recent falling episode, review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, past medical history for overweight, diabetes apparently only the last 2 years, hypertension long-standing since age 45, no prior coronary artery disease, all the heart findings are new, as indicated, triple vessel coronary artery disease, aortic stenosis, diastolic dysfunction, denies the event thrombosis pulmonary embolism, TIS, stroke or seizures, severe bleeding at the time of delivery, baby, requiring blood transfusion, 3 units, but no gastrointestinal bleeding, no kidney stones, no liver abnormalities, no pneumonia, prior gout, has been on treatment many years. Question, a spot on the kidney, follow urology, Dr. Kirby, K-I-R-B-Y, no procedures done. Next paragraph, surgeries including appendix, gallbladder, hysterectomy including tube ovaries, benign condition, fibroid, bilateral length implant, tonsils adenoids, left-sided renal hernia repair times 2, a number of teeth pulled, bunion surgery on the first toe right-sided, colonoscopies, no malignancy, recent cardiac cath. Next paragraph, side effects reported to Keflex, fenofibrate shellfish. Next paragraph, never smoke. Next paragraph, 1 or 2 drinks, mostly wine or beer a week. Next paragraph, a family history, a sister with alcohol, liver transplant, and eventually kidney disease, but no dialysis. Next paragraph, medication list review. Allopurinol, Lipitor, Lasix, Jardiance, Losartan, Metformin, Metoprolol, Prilosec, Ditropan, Aldacton, Victosa. The Lasix, Losartan, and Aldacton are new over the last 3-4 months. previously was on HCTC discontinue and no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 194, blood pressure 168/68 on the right, 100/64 on the left, alert oriented sign 3, attentive, normal eye movements, normal speech, no palpable neck masses, no gross carotid bruises, no localized valvulitis, although distant, no pleural effusion consolidation, has a loud aortic systolic murmur, overweight of the abdomen, no palpable liver spleen masses, there is varicose veins, minimal edema, no gangrene or focal deficits. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries are from just a few days ago, July 28. A normal potassium, low sodium 134, normal acid base, normal albumin calcium, minor increased alkaline phosphatase, other liver function test normal, creatinine 2.7 for a GFR of 17. In March of this year, creatinine 1 and 1.4. Glucose high in the 250s. No blood clotting in the urine. No anemia. Normal platelets. Normal coagulation factors. Normal magnesium. There is an echo, December last year, ejection fraction 28%, stage 3 diastolic dysfunction, right ventricle and atrium not dilated, left atrium moderate dilated, severe calcification of aortic valve and stenosis, moderate tricuspid regurgitation, moderate pulmonary hypertension. The cardiac cath, which was from February 2022, severe triple coronary artery disease, ejection fraction 30%. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has acute kidney injury associated to severe aortic stenosis, triple vessel coronary artery disease, and effect of medications, which includes diuretics, ARB losartan, aldactone, blood pressure in the low side as expected for above cardiology condition, no symptoms to suggest worsening of respiratory status or pulmonary edema, no symptoms of uremia encephalopathy pericarditis, this is likely cardiorenal syndrome, no activity in the urine for blood protein or cells to suggest active glomerulonephritis, vasculitis, or interstitial nephritis. There is, however, no information about kidney size given the findings of coronary artery disease. I will not be surprised if there is also evidence of renal artery disease. And blood pressure not showing high because of the heart abnormalities and valve problems. She understands that the upcoming surgery, it has its own risk from the cardiopulmonary bypass, and potentially she might be in need for dialysis. There is, however, a good chance of kidney improvement as the heart problem improves. And potentially this is reversible. I will try to get in touch with Dr. Collar to make plans. Blood test needs to be updated too. Further advice to follow, enter dictation.